The Matisse Stories by A.S. Byatt. The dedication reads, "For Peter, who taught me to look at things slowly, with love." Medusa's Ankles. She had walked in one day because she had seen the rosy nude through the plate glass. That was odd, she thought, to have that lavish and complex creature stretched voluptuously above the coat rack, where one might have expected the stare, silver and supercilious, or jetty and frenzied, of the model girl. They were all girls now, not women. The rosy nude was pure flat colour, but suggested mass. She had huge haunches and a monumental knee lazily propped high. She had round breasts, contemplations of the circle, reflections on flesh and its fall. She had asked cautiously for a cut and blow-dry. He had done her himself, the owner, Lucien of Lucien's, slender and soft-moving, resembling a balletic Hamlet with full white sleeves and tight black trousers. The first few times she came it was the trousers she remembered, better than his face, which she saw only in the mirror behind her own, and which she felt a middle-aged disinclination to study. A woman's relation with her hairdresser is anatomically odd. Her face meets his belt, his haunches skim her breathing, his face is far away, high and behind. His face had a closed and monkish look, rather fine, she thought, under soft, straight, dark hair, bright with health, not with added fats, or so it seemed. "I like your Matisse," she said the first time. He looked blank. "The pink nude, I love her."
"Oh, that. I saw it in a shop. I thought it went exactly with the colour scheme I was planning."